Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Excitement is building about the Grains and Forage Center of Excellence that's being built at the University of Kentucky Research and Education Center in Princeton. Director Dr. Chad Lee says construction will officially begin Thursday, March 15th with a groundbreaking ceremony.
We've got a facility that currently houses offices, lab space, and meeting room. And the Grain and Forage Center of Excellence will be a complete renovation and expansion of that facility. We're hoping to add somewhere around 17,000 square feet to the facility, and that'll be updated lab space, new lab space, a completely renovated meeting room area, and then updated and renovated office space to house more people.
Dr. Lee says several partners have combined resources to help build the Grains and Forage Center of Excellence.
The initial money that we're using specifically for the building project is coming from the Kentucky Ag Development Board and their Ag Development Fund, and so right there is an example of the partnership. We had strong support from our commodity organizations, from Kentucky corn growers, from Kentucky soybean, Kentucky small grain growers, from the Forage and Grassland Council. We've had some contributions from Kentucky cattlemen as well toward our forage program in there, and so we've been excited about that. Kentucky Farm Bureau has a commitment of $1 million.
He adds the improvements will benefit agriculture across the state.
The benefits, the improvements to the facility, the improvements to the infrastructure will benefit every program that's currently housed at Princeton. And we expect all of those programs to flourish.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Dr. Lee says a number of special guests will be on hand, but adds the public is welcome to attend.
Several of those special guests that are planning to come, a few planning to speak, and we're certainly hopeful that some of the farmers and citizens in the area can come on over that day as well. I mean, this is their facility.
He notes the Grains and Forage Center of Excellence will truly belong to the people of Kentucky.
This really does belong to the people of Kentucky. I think what we found over the years is while the folks in West Kentucky really wanted a West Kentucky presence, a lot of the things done and researched and developed at that facility have been used up all across the state and over the region as well.
Groundbreaking ceremony will begin at 2 o'clock Central Time at the Research and Education Center in Princeton. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts of the Farm Bureau Radio Network.